Chapter 16. The skunk garden had been glorious. The skunks had been glorious. But the rest of Thursday was stinky. Mean looks? Check. Boring silence? Check. Do this, do this, do that? Check, check, check. At lunch, Marigold bigged up everyone's cornbread and chocolate pudding. But Monitor Sorby strode over with pursed lips when Pepper's pudding cup ended up the size of a cantaloupe. "That is too much pudding," she scolded. "You'll vomit if you finish it. Also, Marigold, you're distracting your table mates with upside-down magic during mealtime. I insist you leave the food alone." "Yes, Monitor," said Marigold, who then winked at Pepper. Nori looked around at her friends. How could they be talking and winking and eating pudding when Sorby was mean and they all had ties on? They seemed unreasonably happy. Suddenly, Lacey Clench dropped into the seat directly across from Nori, and Sorby didn't even notice. How come Sorby saw Pepper's giant pudding cup, but not Lacey being out of her seat? Ugh. "Why do you look miserable?" Lacey asked. "It's been a tough week." "What? You've got it made. You're a Sage Academy student." "Maybe I don't want to be here," Nori said, sighing. "Have you ever thought of that?" Lacey snapped. "Are you that wonky that you don't even realize how lucky you are?" "Not everyone wants what you want, Lacey." Nori looked at her friends for backup, but they were all involved in other conversations. Lacey rolled her eyes. "If you're so unhappy, just wonk out and get expelled. Turn into your disgusting skunkophant and spray everyone. They will escort you right out of here, I promise you that. And then I'd get your spot, which is rightfully mine anyway." Nori almost laughed out loud. Imagine if she turned into a skunkophant right here in the cafeteria. She'd spray stinky skunk smell on everyone and on the food. She'd break like 700 rules and make Monitor Sorby super mad and... Oh... "I really could get kicked out," Nori realized. "They'd send me back to Dunwiddle." Yes, yes, yes. That's what she would do. That's what she would do right now before she could chicken out. "Okay," Nori said, "I'm going to do it." Lacey's eyes gleamed. "What? Really? No, really?" "Yep, here goes." Nori took a great inhale and thought of those dear, sweet skunks in the skunk garden. Her bones cracked and popped. Her skin rippled. Then she invited Elephant to mix with her skunk. But something was wrong. Lacey was growing bigger and bigger. No. No, Lacey wasn't growing bigger. Nori was growing smaller and smaller and smaller. What was happening? Lacey's face loomed over her. Nori felt dizzy and strange. "You know you're supposed to be a skunkophant," Lacey yelled. "Why are you just a skunk? And why are you so tiny?" Tiny skunk Nori was about the size of a teacup. There was no elephant in her, not one drop. What happened next happened quickly. Tiny skunk Nori saw a giant face attached to a giant body. It was Pepper. Pepper the fierce, and her looming face was the scariest thing Tiny Skunk Nori had ever seen. She felt Pepper's fiercing magic zoom at her. "Run, run, run!" Tiny Skunk Nori ran, 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 out of the cafeteria, out of the building, into the courtyard, and... Blip! Nori fluxed back into her girl self. She leaned over, pressing her hands to her legs and sucking in air. She was alone. Had anyone but Lacey and Pepper even seen her tiny skunk? And why had she gone tiny? Marigold hadn't shrunk her. She'd felt panicky, itchy, weak. She hadn't been able to put elephant into her skunk. Not one measly elephant toenail or elephant hair. And her skunk had been so strangely small. Also, never mind what was going on with her magic, Tiny Skunk had not gotten her expelled. And her new goal was to get kicked out of Sage so she could go back to Dunwiddle. But maybe she could try again? What could she do that would get her kicked out of Sage once and for all?